While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled on the road that passes through the interior of the country until he reached Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard of the existence of the Holy Spirit." So Paul asked them, "Then with what kind of immersion were you immersed?" They replied, "With the immersion of John." Paul said, "John's immersion was an immersion for repentance. For he called the people to believe in the one who would come after him, namely Jesus." When they heard this, they were immersed in the name of the Messiah Jesus. Then Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they started speaking in other languages and prophesying. They were about 12 men in all. Then Paul went to the house of worship and spoke there boldly for 3 months about the kingdom of God, discussing it with the people and persuading them. But some were resistant and refused to believe, and they began to insult the way publicly. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and talked to them every day at the school of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, with the result that all the residents of the province of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the message of the Messiah. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. To those who were sick, people would take handkerchiefs or clothes that had touched Paul's body, and the diseases would go away, and the evil spirits would go out of them. Now there were some itinerant Jewish men who specialized in the expulsion of evil spirits. So some of them tried to use the name of our Lord Jesus to expel them. They would say, "I bind you by oath in the name of Jesus, whom Paul proclaims, to come out." Among them were 7 sons of Sceva, one of the leaders of the Jewish priests. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul the first know, but who are you?" Then the man with the evil spirit attacked them, overpowered them all, and beat them up. They fled from the house, naked and wounded. All the people of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, heard of this. They were all afraid, and the name of our Lord Jesus was magnified. Many of those who believed came and confessed, telling about their evil deeds, and many who had been practicing sorcery gathered their books and burned them in front of the people. They calculated the value of the books, and the total was 50,000 monetary units of silver. In this way, the message of the Messiah was spreading rapidly and increasing in power. After all this had happened, Paul, led by the Spirit, decided to go to Jerusalem, passing through northern and southern Greece. He said, "After I go there, I must visit Rome as well." So he sent 2 of his assistants, Timothy and Erastus, to northern Greece while he waited for a while in Asia. At that time, a lot of turmoil occurred in Ephesus because of the way of Jesus. A silversmith named Demetrius was manufacturing silver models of the temple of the goddess Artemis. This brought abundant profits to the workers. He called his workers along with others of the same occupation and said to them, "Men, you know that our welfare depends on this occupation. And you yourselves have seen and heard how this man Paul has seduced a large number of people here in Ephesus and in almost all the province of Asia. He says that the gods that people make are not gods at all. Here's the danger: our occupation will lose its good reputation, and also the temple of the great goddess Artemis will lose its prestige. Moreover, the goddess herself will lose her greatness, and she is the one whom people worship throughout Asia and the rest of the world." When they heard this, they became very angry and began shouting, "Great is Artemis, the goddess of the people of Ephesus." Soon turmoil reigned throughout the city. The people seized Gaius and Aristarchus, who were from northern Greece and were companions of Paul on his journey. They all rushed as one man into the stadium of the city. Paul wanted to confront the crowd, but the disciples prevented him. Also, some of the officials of the province, friends of Paul, sent to him, urging him not to expose himself to the danger of going to the stadium. The people were in a state of turmoil; some were shouting one thing, and some another, so that most of them didn't even know why they had gathered. the Jews pushed Alexander to the front, and some of those present briefed him about the matter. Alexander gestured with his hand so he could present a defense to the people. But when they realized that he was a Jew, they shouted all together, "Great is Artemis, the goddess of the people of Ephesus." They kept on repeating this for almost 2 hours. At last a city official was able to calm the crowd and said, "People of Ephesus, the whole world knows that the city of Ephesus is the guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and the guardian of her statue which descended from the sky. This thing is known, and there is no disagreement about it. Therefore, you should stay calm and not do anything rashly. You have brought these two men here, even though they have neither violated the sanctity of the temple nor insulted our goddess. If Demetrius and the people of his occupation have a complaint against anybody, we have courts and judges, so let them complain to them. And if you have another complaint, we should look into it in a legal assembly. But as it is, we are in danger of being charged with rioting on account of today's incidents, and we have no excuse to justify this gathering." Having said that, he dismissed the gathering.